What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Monday, the 22nd of June. Hope you're well. Had a fantastic weekend. I've got a little bit of a hangover because I've tried to start this podcast about 20 times already and I've ballsed it up every single time. So this is the one where I'm going to keep rolling, and I've taken you behind the scenes so that I have to keep rolling now, because now you're in on the secret. Unless I stop the recording and then you won't have heard what I've just said, because it'll be a totally different episode. A different recording, and in that one I'll be swearing a lot more than I'm going to probably do in this one, because I'm a little bit wound up. Anyway, I should have took some ibuprofen, because the inventor who made ibuprofen, who created it, tested it that it was a painkiller when he had a massive hangover from drinking loads of vodka in Russia. And that would have been a bad hangover. If you're drinking in Russia with Russians, with their local drink or what they drink, and you're not used to it, there's only fucking one way that's going. You're pissed out your brains, and they're just totally normal. Vodka's like, there's got supermarkets over there that's like, the only thing in there is vodka and maybe one pack of crisps, but everything on the shelves is about 100 different types of different vodkas. It's great if you like vodka. Bad if you like hangovers hangovers. But anyway, he tested it and he said it worked. So maybe I should have took some, but I didn't even know that ibuprofen was a hangover cure anyway. So everybody's scurrying around for hangover cures, and he's just said that it works on hangovers. So if you didn't know that, like me, who's a thicko, there you go, try it. To be honest with you, I get that many hangovers that I'd probably be fucking overdose on ibuprofen, so I try and steer clear of it, unless it's fucking mega heavy. Then maybe I should have an emergency stash behind one of those emergency boxes with a hammer and everything, and only smash it if you really are at fucking death's door. But then they all are, aren't they? How many times have you said, I never, ever, 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 ever drinking again as long as I survive this one. If I can get over this feeling and this fucking night, I'll never, ever, ever, I promise, never, ever drink again. 4 days later, you're fucking back on it. You feel totally different. You feel normal. And you're just like the devil on the shoulder, boots the fucking angel off the other shoulder, boots him off the shoulder. And takes you on another pub crawl. So yeah. Anyway, so there you go. To ibuprofen. I'm gonna get some just for an emergency. I'm never going to take them though. I should have took one today anyway, because it would have saved me about a fucking hour of trying to start this podcast over and over again. Anyway, speaking of headaches, Nigel Farage is off to visit Donald Trump. His pal in America. Donald Trump's exempted him from his travel ban, so that Nigel Farage can go and visit him like with his little travel pack, going over to see his buddy over in America. Good, hopefully when he gets there he's like quarantined so he can't come back for a while. That'd be do us a favour. He's like gonna go over there and like maybe they'll just like strip search him and make sure he hasn't got any fucking coronavirus up his ass on the way back, you know, in smuggled. So he's going to come back and then plant it in some immigrant's fishing boat or something or other, so that he blames them for coronavirus. I'm only joking. I'm playing the fool like he does. But he's just been sacked from his LBC job, hasn't he? So he's not on the radio anymore. So the only thing for him is to go on holiday, disappear, because he's got no job. But he'll have a great time with Donald Trump. He'll probably be like fucking, you know, in the background at one of Donald Trump's rallies with the two big sponge thumbs. You know, they're like Kenny Everett with the two big sponge fingers going like, yay! What did he used to say? Oh, what the fuck? Anyway, if you don't know who Kenny Everett is, check him out. He had two big fucking, the preacher with the two big fingers. Anyway, there's one big finger I'd give him, that's for sure. I'd give the two of them. I'd be giving like that. The two. If you're watching on the podcast, I'm giving the fuck off fingers to Nigel Farage and to Donald Trump at a Donald Trump rally, all the way from here by live video link from sunny UK, Birmingham. Birmingham Massive, two big fingers coming at you. Anyway, Let's move off that. I'm trying not to be political today because my head's not... very rarely am I political anyway because I don't really fucking know that much about it, only that there's a lot of wankers in it. I know that for sure. But I especially don't want to attempt to deal with it while I've got a hangover. Speaking of hangovers as well, once upon a time I used to get plenty of hangovers at the raves or from the raves. There'd be some to... you know, you had to fucking cuddle your teddy bear for about 5 days after getting back from a rave. And but all the fun of you used to have that much, that good a time, you were prepared to suffer for the days afterwards because time of your life raving in the 90s. But what, remember the hit? Anybody from them times? Do you remember the hit called "Ease a Good"? What was it called? "Ebenezer Good." There was a song by The Shaman called "Ebenezer Good." Easy good, easy good. Anyway, there was a guy is now taking the Shaman to court because he said that they gave him no credit for the line "Easy good," which he is the one who come up with, and they stole it from him. Well, they didn't steal it from him. He said he was out with them, the band, in Tenerife, and they were out, they met on the balcony or whatever. And they were all off their head, and he started going, he's a good, because he was off his head, didn't know what he was doing. And they thought it was a cracking line, so they recorded him saying it, and next thing you know, it's in the song, and it sold and made millions, or whatever the fuck, it's been around forever, hasn't it, anyway. And now, he's coming out saying, I haven't got any credit for it, so I want to get my piece of the action. Can you imagine standing up and saying that in court to the judge? Well, what it was, we were all off our fucking nut on ease, and while we was out on the balcony, Mr. C from The Shaman was rolling a big fat spliff and putting crack in it, and I was like standing there going, easy good, and blowing my whistle, didn't know where I was, and they secretly recorded me. Well, they didn't secretly, they recorded me, but I was that off my head, I didn't realise, and they put it in the song, and here we are, and now I want some of the money. The judges, unless the judge was from the rave days and he was there going, yeah, man, I remember going, he's a good as well. I'm fucking with you, mate. They should have given you some of that. Summer of love and all that. But instead, he's just going to go, I don't know, mate, I don't know what you're talking about. You're telling me, you're talking here, standing here, talking about taking drugs and illegal drugs. And they've nicked a line that you've come out with on illegal drugs. Therefore, that renders that line null and void. So you won't be getting any money from it. And in fact, I'm going to channel all the fucking proceeds of that song now to Drugs Anonymous or something like that, which is basically my bank account. Because I'd missed out on all that good time. And I'm the judge. And I wish, and I got loads of money. And I could have fucking spent all my time training to be a judge when I should have been raving. So I'm pissed off. So I'm going to have the money. All right? So off you go. Anyway. Well, I said it's either a clever move because he's left it long enough to fucking for it to make a lot of money, but the money's all been spent. They'll probably say, "Yeah, Mr. C, you're gonna have to give him some money," and Mr. C's gonna go, "You know what, mate? I would, but I blew it all in the 80s having a fucking great time, and I got no money left, so I can't. I'll pay you £1 a week." That's what some people, that's what they get given. And when people are blown all the money, they get told to pay back something ridiculous like £1 a week. I mean, they're never going to pay it off. And they don't give a fuck either. They don't care about paying it off. Anyway, so there you go. Easy good. Let's move on to somebody else who's having a great time. This guy don't let a hangover get in the way of having fun. And it's Bjorn from ABBA. He romps 4 times a week. He said he's 75 now, and he can only manage to romp 4 times a week. Fucking, that is like, that's putting a lot of people to shame who go, you know what, I fucking give it all for 4 times a week. I give it everything, and my missus gets it 4 times a week. And he's going, I can only do it 4 times a week these days, you know. And I'm 75, so all you 20-year-olds out there, or 30-year-olds, who think you're fucking, you know, Johnny Big Bollocks, giving it some for 3 or 4 times a week, or maybe even 1 or 2, I'm sorry, but Bjorn is coming for you. He's coming for your missus. He's coming for your... or don't let her read the papers. Don't let her watch that interview, because he's going to embarrass you. He's got a wrinkly ass going up that needs ironing, going up and down, and his lady, is more than happy with it. He drinks 20 cups of coffee every day, so that one is one to might be a little tip for anybody out there who's lacking in the sex marathon. You know, if you want to get up to those standards, you might have to get up on your coffee. Might give yourself an heart attack, either that or an E, like we've just been talking about. E's are good. E's are good. You can take the love drug. You fucking, I tell you what, even if you're home alone, you'll be fucking having the time of your life sexually for about fucking 2 days. Apparently, how would I know? Anyway, I don't know how old his missus is. He's 75. I bet she's fucking half his age. 37, is he? No, he's got two children, 37 and 33, I was going to say. But I bet she's half his age. I don't know. If she's 75, he might be fucking, you know. He might be fucking nailing a fucking coffin in a nail in a coffin. Literally nailing a nail in a coffin. Nailing a nail in a coffin. Nailing a nail in a coffin. Well, I've got the sings on. I've got the sing songs on today. That rave. I think I'm still maybe a little bit pissed then. Maybe I'm not just hungover. Anyway, I'll tell you who's somebody who was pissed. The guy who bought this, although it is an iconic guitar. I mean, everybody would love to have it. Kurt Cobain's guitar from Nirvana's Unplugged, MTV Unplugged session, sold for $4.85 million. $6 million. $6 million, £4.85 million. Fucking $6 million. So, I mean, I tell you what, the guy's got. Imagine if he only had $6 million and £2. Now he's only got £2 in that guitar. He hasn't. He's obviously fucking mega rich. I tell you what, if I would love to own that guitar. I mean, memorabilia and stuff like that is all good, but £6 million is fucking. Come on, how much fun you could have had with that? You could have like fucking taken that many drugs that you went back and met Kurt Cobain and bloody sat next to him at that MTV thing in your own brain. You know what I mean? You could have like. Just dreamt, took some mushrooms, dreamt that you was there, dreamt that you've got the guitar, and saved yourself £6 million, and gone on a lot of fucking. But then again, he's got more money than fucking sense, isn't he? He's probably got tons of millions, so. And once he's been bought for that, is it now worth £6 million? That's the thing. I always think when people buy it, is it going to go up, or is he overpaid? With paintings, it just keeps going up and up. Even when somebody's paid £6 million, you just think, fucking hell, that is ridiculous. The next time when they come to sell it, they sell it for £30 million. It's like, it's the only way he's up with paintings. So maybe that's the same with Kurt Cobain's guitar, because I guess there's only one of them. Unless you have got a fucking way of faking one and like making it look like one of his other ones in another video. Who's to say it wasn't? He's not around anymore, is it? I tell you what, the fucking shotgun that fucking blew his head off, I bet that would be worth something. I mean, you know, I tell you what, that would go for a lot more than that guitar, because it's significant, isn't it? I mean, it's still a memorabilia piece or whatever, but I imagine it's, where would that be? In the police wouldn't have kept that. The police would have fucking auctioned that off, or they would have, would they have kept it? I don't know. Who knows where it is? You might have to break into the police cell if you want that one and sell it. Maybe it's in the, what's it called? Hold up, imagine that. Holding up the police station to go in and get that fucking, that shotgun. It would sell on the black market. You could never sell it in the, you know, in the auction house. At Christie's or whatever. The police would be raiding it back. But yeah, I get that. I reckon that would be worth a fucking hell of a lot of money. Anyway, let's go with what's next. The Eskimo pie. The name of the popular American dessert, Eskimo pie. Never heard of it. It's been changed to reflect today's more racially enlightened times. Eskimo pie. What's wrong with fucking calling something Eskimo pie? Eskimo is like, often used to refer to all Inuit and Yupik people who reside in the Arctic Circle. And it's been deemed that it's, they suggesting that it might be derogatory. Not the people. Eskimo is like a people of an area, isn't it? I mean, it's like the native people. It's like calling Indian people of native Indians, Red Indians or Apaches or fucking whatever. Or Indians, you know, American Indians, whatever. It's that group of people, isn't it? So taking something like Eskimo pie, it's hardly like the fucking. the most offensive thing, unless the Eskimos are all like, you know, coming out with banners going, come on, we want Eskimo pie changed. I don't think they give a fuck. I think they got fucking more things to worry about, like finding food in like a barren environment, or like, you know, all their fucking friendly polar bears being shot and fucking murdered by trophy hunters. They've got loads of things to fucking give a fuck about other than that. Or their, you know, their environment shrinking because of climate change. You think they give a fuck about Eskimo pie? I tell you what, if you sent them constant supply of Eskimo pie, maybe that would fucking cheer them up or make them more than happy. And they wouldn't give a fuck about the name. They want it because they're starving or they're hungry. But anyway, I'd love to go and visit. I'd love to go to the... I'm not a fucking fan of being cold in the slightest, but I would love to go to the Arctic Circle and just like, you know... Because in going one of them tents, the what's it called, the Inuit tents, I don't know what, when they travel and they put them up with a big pole and they take it all with them and they set it up. It looks warm as anything in there. They've got the fire going. Although I wouldn't fancy eating the food that they're drinking fucking reindeer's blood and whatever, but they, you know... They got it down. They got that lifestyle down. You know, you wouldn't take an Eskimo like and put him in New York and he'd go, yeah, you know what, I like it, I prefer it here. It'd be straight back. He'd love it there. They'd love it there. It wouldn't be like, what's his name? It'd be like Crocodile Dundee when he went to New York, but a lot worse. I mean, he's kind of blended in a little bit, didn't he? But an Eskimo in New York. They'd make a good song. Sting, Steve Sting can come out with that one. An Eskimo in New York. Told you I've got the sing songs on today. A shoplifter has been jailed for stealing 6 boxes of Viagra. So, I mean, he's been jailed. How long did he get? He also stole a washing machine and a fridge freezer from his flat. Stole a washing machine and a fridge freezer from his flat. What? How the fuck? How did he steal them from his own flat? I don't get that. Pleaded guilty trespass. He got 16 weeks. So he stole 6 boxes of Viagra. So that guy was looking to fucking up his game. And so that's harsh. That's a hard sentence, literally. But he's that's harsh, really. You know, he's just trying to fucking keep his woman and keep her happy. And now you fucking put him down for 6 weeks. So she's off now. Taking it from... She's off, packed her bags. She didn't want to be with a scummy fucking Viagra stealer. She didn't even know it was that was his secret, his little secret, that he could only get a hard on by popping the little big magic blue pill. So she's done one, and she's probably taken the washing machine in the fridge with her before the repossession man comes around for them. Anyway, so yeah, well there you go, Viagra. Maybe that was gonna be sold. Could have been sold. Maybe he's gonna sell them as ease. And everyone thought I must be high because I've got an hard on. You wouldn't know, would you? I'm feeling horny, and drugs make you do that anyway. So that's a little trick of the mind. What's it called? A woman who banged her head. Did she bang her head? A woman. This is going to be the last one. This is going to be the last one. A woman who became mute for 2 months after a mystery brain injury now wakes up and she speaks with a Polish, French, Italian, or Russian accent, depending on whatever. So she's got all them different accents. She lost the ability to speak and now she's woke up. She's usually got a strong Essex accent. And believe me, that don't sound anything like fucking Italian, French, Russian or Polish. Imagine that. But you're just waking up and you just start talking in a totally different accent. Maybe it's like when she's on the vodka, drinks a few vodkas, all of a sudden she's coming at you giving it the Russian. Polish when she's eating like... what's Polish? Could be vodka again, isn't it? When she's eating, what do they eat? Cabbage. They eat a lot of cabbage soup. I'm trying to think what a Polish, they've got Polish vodka. I'm just going to go with Polish vodka. I should know. I know they've got fucking Polish sausage. All right, she's eating Polish sausage then. So then when she's eating a Polish sausage, then she, and I'm not getting, that's not a sexual innuendo. When she's eating a Polish sausage, then she starts talking Polish. When she's eating cheese, she starts talking French. Cheese and wine. When she's on cheese and wine, that's when she starts talking French. And when she's feeling a little bit romantic, that's when she starts talking French. When she's feeling a little bit jiggy. And Italian, that's when she's eating pizza. When she's ordering a pizza from fucking, what's it called? Papa John's or what's it called? The fucking really expensive shit one. What's it called? Diamonds. No, oh, fuck it. You know the one I'm on about. Anyway, they're too expensive. I wouldn't buy them. They're fucking crap. I didn't, lucky I didn't say their name. They'll probably be doing me for slander. Anyway, so yeah, she gets a trigger, obviously, off something or other and starts talking in the accent. I mentioned maybe when she starts smoking a spliff, what's she going to start doing? The Jamaican accent. That'd be the funny one. When she starts talking like she's a Rastafarian. There's a lot of fucking white Trustafarians who start fucking sounding like that when they get on the ganja, but they're funny to listen to. Anyway, but they each to their own. If they're enjoying themselves and they like the sound of their own voice and they like the sound of reggae like I do, then do what makes you happy. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.